The following program contains strong language, sexual situations, and alcohol abuse. So, if you're easily offended, you may wish to consider listening to anything but Slater's podcast. Viewer discretion advised.
Everything I say is not serious all the time.
Okay. Oh, that's alarming.
There's honey, for sure.
Oh, it's, I don't know that it's honey, but it's meant to taste like honey.
Yeah, it's kind of like a fireball thing.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like that,
It tastes like my mouth is inside of a bee's nest.
Oh, queen bee.
Queen.
That's what we're drinking.
The queen.
Beyonce. Beyonce's whiskey. That's it. Just close your eyes. It's whatever you want it to be.
Absolutely.
We tried.
Tastes the same if you close your eyes.
Well, whew, God. Imagine if that were the case.
Yeah. I actually
hope not. Ooh, all right. I got my nicotine over here. I got everything in check. My hair looks weird, but
God.
It's fine.
Honestly, same. I'm like, I can't really figure out. Do I need to get in closer? Yeah, here? What's going on with my angle?
We look good? Yeah,
we look
that's
fine.
We're in frame.
I mean,
beautiful.
Whatever.
Rick thinks we look good, so
you
that's
know
all
what?
That matters.
Rick's a good guy. I can tell.
Man, a few words, but the ones he says are compliments.
Anyone with a four-letter name is all right by me.
Yeah, except for Dick.
Correct.
He's a real dick.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I was watching.
He sucks.
Yeah, he sucks dick for sure. I was watching the Today Show obviously earlier today, and
obviously.
Big Hoda fan. Mm-hmm. She's retiring. It's really sad.
I know. I saw your tribute. Yeah. Very emotional.
My mom texted me and was like, "You met Hoda?" I'm like, "Mother, if those pictures were real, first of all, you could tell it's very photoshopped." I'm like, "You believe everything you see on the internet, Mother. You need to calm down." But I was like, if I did that, I would immediately tell you, or I would FaceTime you while I'm with Hoda. And I don't know what me and Hoda and her children are doing, hanging out.
She might have been high.
Yeah, she's always high.
That's what I'm saying. And I know Stace.
Yeah, you guys.
Stace likes a good toe.
Yeah. Hallie was on the Mexico meth trip.
Mexico.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's what I said on it. So
I'll never forget.
So you know it's real.
It's real. Yeah. It's real. Yeah. I would never dream of making that up.
Yeah, we're not happy it's real. I wish
we're
it was
not.
Made up. That was
you were down bad.
That was really you could have thrown me into that ocean. I've never been so far from shore. The physical shore and from being sure with myself.
You know, and that what a strange, like, I just remember we were in some small bar and somebody, you know, they were like hook, line, and sinker with like me, you, and the other girls. And they were like, "We're going to go fishing and it's going to be great." And you were like, "Yeah." And I was like, "All right, we'll go fishing. Like, sure, we'll see what this is
like." It's my birthday and I want to fish.
That's like, you know, this is what people do when they go to Mexico. They go fishing with a random guy on a boat that looks like it definitely might not bring you back.
Yeah, no.
And what are most likely shark-infested waters
also. Yeah, we were touching Cuba at that point. Maybe Colombia. I don't know.
Yeah, to be honest, I'm not gonna confirm or deny that because I don't know geography.
Me neither.
Somebody asked me where Wyoming was the other day. They were like, "Point out Wyoming on a map." I was like, "I'm telling you right now, I can't do it."
I'd be like that part where nothing matters in the country.
I was like, "It's over here," and they were like, "That is the Pacific Northwest." I was like, "That's where Wyoming is." I thought. I was like, "Is Wyoming a state or a capital?"
Yeah, no.
And this is why people think I'm stupid. I'm not.
She voted.
Yeah, I fucking did, bitch. I did.
In New York.
Because guess what? Everyone gets a voice, even the dummies.
Even the people who don't know where they are, okay? They find a booth, and they fucking put their little pen to the paper.
That's correct.
And they tell them what's
That's what I did. And I did take out my phone. I had to Google some of those questions at the end. I was like, it seems like a trick.
I was just going to say, like, it's like if you answer it wrong, do they just toss it? Like, is it invalid?
Well, it's
like,
funny.
This is the idiot test at the end. Now
feeling,
we throw it out.
I had this, like, feeling of, like, high school where I was like, am I allowed to take out my phone right now? Like,
yeah.
Is this against the rules?
Like, is someone watching?
Yeah, like, what am I cheating? And then I was like, I'm an adult. Like, I can do whatever I want.
I can use my phone.
First of
all. I can
set
this place on fire if I wanted to.
Correct.
Yeah.
And I might. Depending on what happens in 12 hours.
I know. I feel like we really are like live coming at you. These are the numbers from New York. It's looking pretty blue, people, which means we're not blue. We're happy.
Yeah. Which means we're red.
Yeah.
I mean,
Our faces are red with joy from smiling.
Oh, my face will definitely be red by the third shot.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I know. I get really...
I get the flush.
Before I forget and we get into it, who I've been talking to, Hallie Manchester by the Sea.
Tis I.
She finally got out of Ben Affleck's little brother's arms.
I did.
And she came down to the studio and she voted today. She did a lot today. What else did you do?
I went to Dunkin' Donuts.
Well, yeah, I was like, if it's just those two things, that's good.
Yeah. So I was off. I didn't have to work. So I did what I enjoy most, which is I stayed in bed for about 2 hours doom scrolling on various forms of social media.
Oh, God, it's bad today. Happy election day.
It's really bad. Yeah. I was like, mute.
Yeah, I unfollowed like a lot of people today.
Yeah.
Because like I'm not really.
It's dark.
Yeah, I'm not like a, I'm not. I don't know how to say this without sounding ignorant. I'm not really big into politics, but I know what's going on. I educate myself enough, but I don't let it, like, deter my entire life and, like, my relationships with people.
Totally,
you know what
totally.
I mean?
Yes. So, I mean, I feel the same. It's really hard. It's a hard line to toe. Like, there's, I think especially as comics, like, there are a lot of our friends who are saying a lot of stuff.
I know. That Tony Hinchcliffe shit, like, set me over the
First of all, let me say something un-Tony Hinchcliffe.
Yeah.
Unhinged. I kind of thought he was hot. And
really?
Then when he, yeah, I am problematic.
Oof.
You know this.
Yeah. I could see. No, I get it. It's not surprising for you, but I tried to picture if I thought that of him and I wanted to vomit. But
no, you... You're a lady with some standards.
Yeah, not really.
You're not, actually. I don't know why I said that.
I said yes to go on a fishing trip with a guy who didn't even know English. Yeah,
that guy's mean, too. That guy was mean.
Tony? Oh,
no,
the fish guy?
The fisherman guy.
Yeah, he was very mean. I might as well have gone on a deep sea adventure expedition with Tony and Cliff. It might have been better.
As far as I'm concerned, we did.
No, he would have thrown us in the ocean.
I think he wanted to also.
Maybe swimming,
the guy
swimming with the fishes.
You were throwing up over the side of the boat. Anyways,
yeah.
I'm getting unhinged.
Sorry,
but
yes.
No, it's okay. I'm getting off topic, but this is what happens. But yeah, so I thought Tony Hinchcliffe, I literally had just gotten to this point where I was like, damn, like Tony Hinchcliffe is like he's kind of hot in a fucked up way.
Mm.
And then he made those comments and I was like, all right, well, I just got the ick. So,
Yeah. You
know, that worked out for me. It also worked out because there was somebody that I was like, oh, that guy's kind of hot in real life. This is a person I actually had a chance with. And then that person became like a Tony Hinchcliffe fan.
Ooh.
Based on what was said. And I don't know this person very well, so it was strictly based on like physical attraction. And, you know, a friend of mine was like, hey, just so you know, like, so-and-so said this about Tony Hinchcliffe. And I was like, oh, man, you gave me the ick. I was like, thank you, brother. You looked out.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah, I feel like Tony Hinchcliffe looks like a kid in high school who wasn't, like, a loser, but he wasn't popular. He was kind of, like, with the skater dudes and, like, smoked weed before everyone else did.
Right.
And he's just like, and you're like, this art kid is kind of, like, interesting.
Yeah.
And, like, scrawny and weird and just, like, saying shit out of his ass.
Totally.
And then you're like, why am I attracted to that? But that's, it's attracting the 16-year-old girl in you, I think, you know?
I don't know that I ever grew up much past that.
That is how old I am, actually.
Yep.
Like, he's like, there's something mysterious about it, but then you, like, peel back the layers and you're like, oh, he's not doing that on purpose. He really is just a wannabe kind of, you know?
Yeah, and I think the problem I had with it also was, like, you just didn't do it right. Like, I'm all about a roast.
Yeah, I just think that it's super weird that at a presidential event so close to Election Day, they just had comedians perform. Like, it was like a entertainment. Like, and the fact that it was at MSG, like, the whole vibe was, I felt like I was like watching like a WWE, you know, like someone like Hulk Hogan. I mean, he did come out actually at
he
the
did.
Other thing.
He had trouble ripping his shirt
yeah,
off.
Yeah, I'm like, dude, just stay in retirement,
yeah.
please.
I was like,
but like
stop
it just
shooting
feels,
up intravenous drugs.
Yeah, it feels like very performative, more so than any of the past election years.
No, I want them to bring back like comedians should only be at the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
Yeah.
Like, you remember when Michelle Wolf all those years ago was at, I think it was like the first year of Trump's presidency, and she was the comic who was headlining the White House Correspondents' Dinner, and she said that Sarah Huckabee Sanders, she admires her because she uses the ash from her, like, facts. She burns facts and uses the ash from the fire to create a perfect smoky eye. And the Republicans were up in arms about that. And
that's a tasteful joke, that's, though.
Hey, Tony Hinchcliffe, if you're listening, and I know you are. No,
yeah, he is listening
take
live.
Take some notes from Michelle Wolf.
Yeah, I think, yeah, there's a way to do it. Obviously, not everyone is always going to be happy with what you say up there. But when you're, like, at such a critical history-making event, I mean, I would go over the notes a couple more times.
I mean,
like, I wouldn't go so hard. You're not on Kill Tony. You were on, like, a presidential elector stage.
You're on Kill Trump.
Yeah.
Honestly, maybe that's what it was, though. Maybe that's what he was. What if it's, I don't know. Dude,
no, he's not that smart.
I dated a conspiracy theorist. Let's not even go
there.
He's
not smart enough to do that.
I go, making excuses and giving people too much credit.
I think he just doesn't care and wanted to go full throttle and surprise people, use the platform, get more famous from being a dick.
Dude, and he just did the roast of Tom Brady, and he did good.
Yeah.
He did good. Nobody was as good as Nikki Glaser, let's say that.
Yeah.
Because she was the best.
She crushed that whole thing. I was really, I'm glad she's had such a freaking glow up. I mean, she's been around for a minute, and she's been in the limelight for a good amount of time, too.
For sure.
But I feel like now there's something the most different she's about been her. Seen. I mean, definitely some Botox going on.
Well, hey.
But she looks good.
A little
it's not bad. I don't say that in a degrading way.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people do it, and it don't look good.
I'm
like
thinking about doing it because I don't have a poker face and my facial expressions are giving me away too much.
It's not for age. It's so I can play poker.
It's just so I can lie to people in real life. That's like, they're like, did you think that was good? And I'm like,
yeah. And then if you're Botox out, you'd be like,
if I'm Botox out, I can just give a Jennifer Coolidge, that was great. I loved it. Oh. Fantastic.
Gonna go to the voting booth now. Is that Tony?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, he's Tony, like a hot dog. Oh, Lord. Gosh. Yeah, well, we'll see. It's gonna be funny because this is gonna come out after the results. So we'll listen back like to this time capsule and be like, remember how giddy we were before we knew what would happen.
Know how much joy we had.
Remember when we were living in limbo? That was a good time. But who knows? Who knows what'll happen? My mom sends me Kamala screenshots, like, every day of her, like, on Facebook. Like, they're... Because you know her, so you'll find this funny. I mean, I think anyone would because it's so hilarious.
Unhinged.
Yeah, I'm just like, Mom... Wait. Like, anytime...
I wish I could be a fly on the wall of Stacey's brain.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know if I want to. Like, every day...
Just for, like... It was just for 45 minutes.
Yeah, it was just Mets Kamala. This today.
That's a lot.
Yeah, a whole video.
All the text is... people can't see this, but all the text is in caps.
All caps. No breaks. But she's... I sent it to my, like, college friend group, a screenshot of her Facebook feed, because... Wow. She is the number one advocate for Kamala. I'm like, stop. This is actually amazing. She goes, my fellow Americans. Like, she's addressing.
This is the State of the Union.
I'm like, Mom, you're not.
The Stacey of the Union.
You're not in the Oval Office.
She's like, well, what if I am?
I wouldn't put it past
her. She's like, you know what? This office is a circle, and that's pretty fucking close.
Yeah, she probably rented a WeWork just to write this. My fellow Americans, please go out and vote and do the right thing. And there's, like, capital letters and then non-capital letters and then a lot of exclamation
points.
There's
some syntax happening.
Yeah. Do the right thing for our country. Kamala, Kamala, Kamala. This isn't a game. This is real life. This is it. We have 3 days, this was a few days ago, and all of our lives are at stake. Make the right choice. Come on, America. Use your voice. Oh, individually, God. We have the power. Don't give your power away. Vote. I'm like, Mom, this is wild.
No, honestly, she is.
No, she's correct, but.
She's an American icon. She's a cultural hero. She's not wrong.
She always says that she doesn't know how to work her phone. I'm like, you are lying up Facebook.
Yeah, feels like you definitely know how to work it. And maybe we should put some parental controls on there
I'm like, you have Zuckerberg's attention.
Yeah.
Don't tell me you don't know how to delete a photo. Relax. She's like, every time I come home, she's like, can you fix my cable? I'm like, first of all, why are we in the 1800s?
Cable?
Like, yeah.
Like cable TV?
Yes. And she got like a dish thing. And I was like, she's like, can you set it up? I'm like, did I wear suspenders and have a ladder when I came into your home? I can't do this for you. You have to call someone. How do I call them on my phone? I'm like, you know how. She acts dumb to get what she wants.
You know what? But again, I'm going to go back. She's an American hero, a cultural icon, because that's what I do also. When I don't want to do shit, I'm like, and you know how you did. And people think I'm stupid. I'm really just getting one up on you.
Yeah.
You
don't know. They're the stupid ones.
That's correct.
They're correct.
Listen, the way I see it, people have judged me for saying stuff like this, but I'm going to say it. Like, you know, I'm paying extra taxes on all kinds of products, right? My tampons are fucking trying to kill me. They've got lead and arsenic in there.
Yeah.
Right? But there's no better option.
Yeah.
So I'm still using them, dude. Okay? What am I supposed to do? They were like, just so you know, this shit is killing you, but there's no alternative that's better. Right? I'm not using a Diva cup, not to get all off on a tangent here.
No. That's terrifying.
Somebody told me that maybe somebody didn't tell me. I think I might have read it online. And you know what? Everything I read online
but
is
it feels
true.
Personal when you read it.
It does.
Especially about
the
Diva cup.
She said she sneezed with a Diva cup in, and it was a...
Just Patrick Bateman. Blood all over
it
you.
It was a murder scene,
that's
she said.
That's disgusting.
I was like, bro, imagine being in a public... You're at a movie theater.
I would be like, I'm dying.
Yeah.
I got shot.
This is it. This is it. That's it. Also a very powerful sneeze. But what I will say is, given all these things, right, given all these things that are so hard for, like, women just on the daily, right, extra taxes and whatever the fuck, and I'm also going to put my carry-on in the overhead bin. No. You can do one thing. Be useful for 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Guess what? I can do it. I don't want to.
Yeah.
I also don't want to learn how to use a plunger.
Yeah.
I don't want to kill a cockroach.
Oh.
I'm not doing that stuff.
I do all those things, sadly.
Do you know what? You should come over.
Yeah. I got a couple of cockroaches in a clock toilet for you.
I took a mean...
I took a dump last Tuesday, and I've just been searching for someone to clean out my toilet.
Listen, I don't, and you know, with the roaches, like, I don't, it's not, because I do live alone.
Now you got two problems.
No. The thing is, with the cockroach, they're dead by the time I find them, because my building gets treated. And so, I
just found one in my sink today.
No.
Yeah, but that's because I didn't do dishes for, like, a week.
I just vacuum it up.
Yeah.
I vacuum it up and I give it to God.
You know, God, do what you will with this cucaracha.
Yeah. Like cucaracha.
They're just dancing in your living room, doing a little conga line.
A little.
We'll step on you.
Yeah. Little roach. Roach fest.
Little roach fest. Papa roach. You guys want to go to Lollapalooza? It's that way. I had the cockroaches and all that. But I also did a really fun little, I feel like Martha Stewart, but for insect killing. So instead, also, have you seen that doc?
Where is it on?
Martha, it's on Netflix.
See, I'm locked out.
It's so good.
Instead of locked out of heaven, I'm locked out of Netflix.
That is basically heaven, yeah.
Yeah, for too long,
Wow.
You know? It's been a while. I got to get my parents to be like, what's the password?
Excuse me. Dude, one of mine, I think it's for Max. We can't call it HBO.
No.
They transition.
No.
So Max.
I feel like that's like a transgender child.
It's not really HBO
anymore. It's like, actually, my new name and pronouns are they, them, and I go by Max now.
Yeah, it's fucking, like, right. It's too much to be getting slapped by the apps in the sexual
Stop
way.
Rebranding.
Yeah, I don't like it. I still call it HBO, though. I'm never
I
like, hey,
do
you guys
HBO
have,
Go. Yeah.
You guys have Max?
I'm like, it's on HBO Go. People are like, that hasn't been a thing since 2012.
No, I don't care. Like, I still call Twitter.
Yeah.
It's not
me
X.
Me too. And I also call Threads Twitter.
Yeah.
Because nothing makes sense and
Threads
nothing matters.
Threads is the poor man's Twitter, and I love it.
Yeah, me too. It's
I'm
unhinged.
All up in the Threads.
Oh,
I don't know why it's like a safe space to tweet, but I do that there, and I'm like, this is fine. I'm like, I have more followers on that because they auto-follow you.
Hell yeah.
You know?
Yes, yes.
So I'm like, I have more people that would see this, but I care less because it feels more safe, and I don't know why.
I like it. Threads is like my diary.
Threads is like a little sweater.
Threads is for all of my... intrusive thoughts that I then sometimes go back and delete, because let's normalize that. It wasn't me. It was the demons.
Yeah. Yeah. It was my thread thumbs. I couldn't get enough. No. Wow. Really went off on a tangent. Wait, we'll take this and I'll tell you my this. Martha Stewart trick.
I'm already getting warm.
I know.
It's going to happen.
Dude, it's also just been hot and cold and cold.
It's unseasonably warm.
I haven't gotten sick yet. Shocked.
I gave just one. Just a solid.
I did a literal, like, I'm at your door.
Yeah, you did. This is the feds. Open up.
Just FBI myself. You go get sick, bitch. No, you're not. Why? All right. Cheers to that.
Jesus Christ.
Two flu season.
I'm going to get, it's going to get worse. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It's grown on me.
Yeah, it's not bad.
But it tastes like...
It's like a guy, you know, second date, second shot. You're like, eh, maybe it works. Maybe it's not as bad as I thought.
When was the last time you had a second date?
Oh, I never really went on dates.
Oh!
Yeah.
Why not? Let's dig into
that. Because I was just with people for so long.
Oh, true, true, true.
You know, I never went on like an adult date.
That's how we first connected. We were both...
In relationships that we didn't want to be in, yeah.
I was fighting the urge to be both vehemently unhappy.
Yeah, we were.
Talking in a porta potty, being like, I love you so much, even though I just met you.
Yep. I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize other people were going through this.
Yeah, and it was like looking in a mirror.
Yeah. I'm looking at the woman in the mirror.
Porta potty.
God, it smells so bad in here.
Yeah, it did. I'll never forget it. It's burning in my brain.
That shit smell brought up a lot of other shit.
Yep.
Mentally, emotionally, verbally.
Shit everywhere.
Okay, wait. So my insect trick before I forget.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I know.
We're crazy.
Yeah, I bookmarked it. So... Listen up, because this is a great trick. And I don't know, I came up with it, but I sure as hell, like, I think that someone on TikTok probably has done this, and you're going to be like, oh, like, that's been out there, you idiot. Okay. But bear with me, because
we'll see.
It came from me. So I was trying to kill a mosquito in my house,
Okay. And
I was like, what the fuck are you doing in here?
Right.
It's not even your time.
Get the fuck out.
It was weird. It was like the other day. Yeah.
And your family.
But I was like cleaning a mirror. Yeah, mirror. And I had the Windex, and I was like, oh, my God. Instead of me just, like, going to hit it, I'm going to spray it. So then it's disabled, and it falls, and then I step on it. And that's what I did. And now it works for anything. Flies.
That's sick and twisted.
Right?
You're just like...
But I'm not going to go... It's, you know what's sick and
you
twisted?
You think I haven't done that before also? You fucking amateur. Come on. Really, I grew up in the country.
Oh, gosh darn it.
Well, but you grew up upstate, too.
Yeah.
So, like, you had bugs in your...
Yeah.
I said upstate, too. I didn't grow up upstate. I grew up in Massachusetts, but like I grew up, we both grew up. My cancer went away.
They named the town after you.
The town. No. You know what's crazy is like I met somebody from that town once when I was in college, and she was like, your name is Manchester? And it was right when that movie came out. And she was like, I'm from Manchester by the Sea. And I was like, we have nothing in common.
Yeah, what?
We're just both in this class, and you live in the town that has my last name in it,
dude.
Which is not even probably really my last name.
Yeah, exactly. They just came from Plymouth Rock.
No. Fun fact, I don't really know what my quote-unquote real last name is because in my father's lineage, great-great-great-grandfather, I believe, was like... He wasn't like exiled from England, but he was like on the run. So he moved.
They didn't throw eggs. They threw rocks.
He was stealing horses. So he fled.
Oh,
yeah,
on a horse, I would hope. Take advantage.
Well, you know, I don't think horses can swim like that.
He fled.
You know what I mean?
Straight into the ocean.
Yeah, we're talking.
He hailed a sailboat.
He said, you know, give me whatever name you think I deserve. And no, I'm just kidding. He probably was from Manchester and was like, got to wherever the fuck, Ellis Island, I guess, and was like, yeah, let's go with Manchester. Like, that's my last name now.
Honestly, it's a good name.
I mean, I come from a long line of criminals and thugs.
A long line of sketchy Manchesters.
Yeah, please know that that's a joke because I am
whitest person on the face of the earth. But we got a little street, our little street cred back in a fucking the Buckingham Palace. I don't know.
They got tunnels underneath there. And
they don't like us
in there. My ancestors.
They're not like us. They not like us.
Oh my God.
Just kidding.
I don't know. My name lineage is very weird.
Harrison.
Yeah, but it's not. Like, they just, like, pick that.
Is that also English?
So they're,
feels English.
Yeah, you know, the one that was in Ireland was...
Ireland.
They were the... They were something, and then they were gang, and then they were, like, something else,
gang.
They were, like, Maloney. And then they dropped the O, and it was just Maloney. So some of my cousins are Maloneys.
That's erasure.
It's really... It's fucking weird, man. So it's like all this Irish lad
eating the mic right now.
Yeah, I literally. I know I was too. I'm like,
yeah, what the? Oh no, now I'm like Trump. God, I'm. You know what? And that's why you would never elect me as president, would you?
Yeah.
Right. So don't elect that guy. He was like over here, like, yeah, this mic. That was crazy.
Oh my God,
that was crazy.
Did you?
Yeah. I was like, he looks real comfortable doing that.
This, yeah. He's got an ass that a lot of other people see.
He got that gorilla
bent
grip.
Over. Game over. Dude, there's a... Ew.
Ew. Ew.
I just pictured him bending over.
Ew.
Ah.
He has a pancake ass.
Yeah, but it's so
you
wide.
Imagine?
It's like a hippo.
That's what I'm Mudang. It's a Mudang ass.
When Trump gets moody, he's Mudang, and then he just shakes his little booty.
You know what? I'm piecing it all together right now. That's why Mudang predicted that he would win. She was like, I see something in him.
Yeah, and it's
that
my
is
butt
familiar,
side.
Yeah.
I don't know why I like him. He's sweaty, he's wet, he's got a big ass.
Oh.
And you just throw food at him and he'll eat it.
Yeah. Perfect. Match made in heaven right there.
He looks like a carrot that everyone throws at me. I like that. Did you see the one video of him from I don't even know what, because every speech he makes is like fucking comical, but one that he was doing, he was like, oh, you've never seen me on a beach. I'm amazing on a beach. I mean, imagine all this unclothed.
That's not true. I've seen a beach
and
whale.
I was like, dude, why? He's like, and I look pretty good. Better than Sleepy Joe. I'm like, what?
Stop talking about Joe.
I was like, Joe is trying to go to heaven peacefully. Just let him exit Earth. Like, stop. He couldn't even make it the full thing. He's like, I'm out. I have no more words. I cannot talk anymore.
Yeah.
I love bad for that man. We gave him dementia. The USA gave Joe Biden a serious mental disease. I feel bad. Because you deteriorate with the stress and, like, everything. And, like, he was already past his expiration date.
Yeah.
And we're like, no, it's still good.
Past, yeah. He's like,
you're not drinking chunky milk.
It's like what I say about, like, the freezer. You know what I mean? Like, the freezer is merely a vessel. It is not a time machine.
Okay? Yeah. You can't just freeze Joe Biden.
You cannot. Okay.
Could you imagine they did that, like, Austin Powers?
You just took him out.
And they're like, hey, buddy, it's 2024.
Put him in a time capsule. A cryo time capsule.
We bring him out in 2050. Oh, it's cold in there.
You know what I mean? And what I'm saying,
Joe Biden is literally it, like Jennifer Coolidge.
He is.
Like, they have the same tone.
Come to think of it, I've never seen them in the same room.
Yeah, right?
Something
so they're always sighing.
Suspect about that. Yeah. Oh, God.
Who are you voting for? What are you voting for?
God.
Just give me a chance.
Oh, God.
You're good at that.
Like, this is like the only one I can do.
Jennifer, is that you?
Oh, Joe. Gosh, you're so old.
They froze me. I got frostbite everywhere.
You're very cold.
I don't know what's happening.
Tell me, does your penis still work?
It's black. From the cryotherapy, Jen, not saying anything else.
Well, you wouldn't be the first.
I heard you like hot dogs.
I can't. I'm losing the essence of Jennifer because I'm laughing too hard.
I know. It's hard.
I'm getting a little Joe. They're very similar.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's alarming.
Could you imagine? I would have liked it if Joe Biden's fucking VP wasn't Kamala and it was Jennifer Coolidge. How great would that be? That,
you know what?
Get in. I'm taking the dog.
I'm taking the dog, dumbass. You look like the 4th of July.
Joe would be like, oh, thank you so much.
Let's have a barbecue.
Yeah, it's not even the 4th. It's just November 4th.
It's the 4th of July somewhere.
Oh, wow. Well, if I don't get canceled after this one.
Then no, we didn't do it right. Then we did something wrong.
If anything, we're going to get pushed to the front of the algorithm. They're going to be like, hang on, everybody. Hold on. I know we got a lot of voting and election videos. This needs to go to the front. This
breaking
is
breaking news. Two white women with loud opinions.
They're breaking
bad
ground.
Takes.
They're breaking ground barriers, borders. Oh, Lord.
Speaking of borders.
Speaking of borders. Yeah. She said the baby.
You know, that used to be a bookstore.
And I was just Barnes & Noble. I remember when I went to Borders. That's why I like them so much.
You know, I wrote a book once.
Hey, what?
That's a good joke. You know, I know you're just sighing, but it's a good Joe Biden sigh.
I can't read the prompter anymore, guys.
Oh, he Jesus says, Christ, like, what's happening on the TV behind us? We've got live election coverage.
We really are covering
tuning
it.
Tuning in.
Hang on.
If you're just tuning in, nobody has counted the votes yet.
Nobody's counted. And I feel like every year it has.
Indiana.
Haven't they shown us results earlier than at this point in the day?
You know what? I was thinking the same thing, but guess, you know, the last, what's it called? The last election had was in 2020. Obviously, that's how elections work.
Yeah, 4 years.
Duh.
4 years. They go by like that.
4 years.
But sometimes they feel like 8. On the cob, we're all corn.
Yes. But so I think because they probably started, they must have started, what's Ooh. It called? Counting early votes and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I had to guess.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Because I remember following it like, all day. And then it wasn't decided that night. And I remember back in 2016 when I really go back into the trauma archives of my brain.
Trauma that archives.
Yes,
Trump
right?
Trauma.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I got bangs right after that. Bad
time.
Oh, times.
My Lord.
Dark times.
Wow.
However, like, I do remember, like, you know, before that there was, we would have an answer.
Yeah.
We would have an answer the night of. There's no way I'm going to be able to take another shot and keep this sweater on. So let's just.
Take the sweater off.
Let's take care of that.
Take the sweater off. The votes are coming in. The clothes are coming off. It's getting hot in here, people. Welcome to New York. LA, they still got 3 hours on us. We're going to see how they're doing. But Trump is losing. He's losing by 1320 votes right now. That's the difference.
He's losing very bigly.
He's losing. He's losing.
He's losing. He's the biggest loser of all time. He even lost on that show, The Biggest Loser. They asked him to host, and he didn't want to do it because he was a big, great, big, fat person.
Doing shots and Trump impersonations very poorly is kind of my favorite thing to do.
Yeah,
right now.
Me too.
As the votes are being counted,
everyone has a bad Trump.
We should invite all our friends over. Rick, you want to have a party?
Rick,
you want to have
you
a Democratic party right now? Oh, I'm so gonna get fucking death threats. All right.
I love death threats. Kill me. I bet you won't.
Honestly, I have so much debt. I think the murderer of the person should carry the debt and take care of it, of the person they killed.
I'm with you on
you
that.
You know?
I agree.
You kill
and
me?
Also, that's kind of what, I mean,
is that what happens?
If your family kills you, then that's what happens.
Yeah, well, that's a double whammy.
That is a double.
Yeah. They're like, fuck it. Sorry. I'd rather pay $1 million than deal with your ass one more second. Like, that's crazy.
That is crazy. That is some Alex Murdaugh shit. Actually, can you pour me a little bit more of that?
I'm empty. How are you on that
side?
Okay,
yeah, I got you. Oh, she said,
she said,
I'm empty.
I'm empty. And I'm also full of shit. All right.
Good thing you know how to use a plunger, unlike me.
Oh, that was 1320 votes on the country, correct? Yes. It's like she just went on there.
Oh, and it's fucking Rachel Maddow. Who,
I
like,
know.
She, I'm, you know what? I'm sorry.
She, like,
hit.
Reminds me
she's
of an American Idol face. Contestant that lost.
She's you in a, if you were a lesbian.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
She's lesbian you.
Oh, God damn
but
it.
But, like, also 60 years older.
Yeah. So not me at
That's not an insult. Yeah. That's not an insult, actually, because there's something cool about her. But she's just a lot. And you know what? If you were a lesbian, you'd be a lot, too.
Oh, my God. I'm a lot
is
straight.
Is Rachel Maddow a lesbian?
Huh?
Is she a lesbian?
Is she? Right. Can you fact check
yeah,
us?
Yeah, can you fact check?
Because we're saying some shit right now.
We're going off.
Yeah. Honestly, we should have. I should do this live. Should I go on Instagram Live? See what people think?
We certainly could. Take a poll. Hey, it's election day. It's time to vote.
It's time to vote, bitch.
Do you think?
The price is wrong, bitch. All right. How do you do live? I've never done it before. Oh, that's it.
We're on live.
But how do we get?
Yeah.
I want us to be both.
Do this. Just do this. Just move a thing.
How do we both get in it?
Right? Let's do it like that.
Yeah, but I want you in there. You just have to be really close.
We'll squeeze.
Okay.
It's not like we've never been this close.
Mm-hmm. It's usually horizontal, though. I've never done a live thing before.
And we're doing live
all
election.
The people coming in. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Can you imagine all the people?
All the people.
We're telling your followers
telling your
that
friends.
You started a live video.
Well you're not telling them fast enough because no one is watching.
No
that's fine because we're watching the election.
Who wouldn't want to listen to us?
Live coverage.
Hey, we got some people.
15 minutes later.
Well, I feel like George Bush Jr. after
JBJ.
Yeah, now
I mean
Jimmy J. he started painting, you know. He has his ranch.
Wait, what's Jeb
George
up to?
Bush is just living his Yellowstone life.
What's Jeb doing? Imagine having a name like Jeb.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Jeb. Jib Jab.
And they're like, is it short for something? And then like,
you're like, no, my parents
just,
were,
just Jeb.
My parents were just on a lot of acid in the 60s and 70s. Sorry about it. Oh, my Lord.
I'm scared of this shot.
Senate, Virginia.
It so bad.
How's Virginia looking? I can't.
Oh, Virginia's for lovers of cousins.
And dividers, apparently. They're going through some shite. Oh, gosh.
Oh, are they? Wait. Going on in Indiana.
Oh, it's all the local.
Bernie Sanders.
Oh
get
my
off
God,
my
he's still
face.
Alive.
Is he? It seems like
the 1%. That's all I care about. Oh God.
Oh Bernie.
All right. So well, I think we did our election segment. Should we end it on this shot?
Yeah.
Oh God. Oh God.
There's only two people left in the live, anyways.
No, it's fine. I don't really care. I honestly just did this for us, but I appreciate anyone that tuned in.
Oh, God. We're going to end with a shot.
We're going to end with one shot. One opportunity. Can you get it? Will you let it slip? Drink with us, people. Will you? That was a double lock.
I did it. We're married now.
Hello.
Once again, PSA, do not drink this.
Responsibility.org
is battery.
That is a
acid.
Fucking hype, bold statement. Just not even drink responsibly. Responsibility.org.
Rick, pull up responsibility.org.
God. Woo! Wow, we spilled a little, didn't we, huh? I got a back one.
My
I got
bad.
A.
Woo! A little repeat.
So sorry. I just had to rinse it out. It's like mouthwash. Chasing Jack Honey with
ginger ale is a
bad
ginger
idea. Ale is, it's
bad.
It's really stupid, but you know what? You know what's more stupid? America. Half the people in it, at least.
America.
I feel like now we're just doing a live election.
Florida.
Yeah, Florida. Florida. Florida is.
Florida.
That's an important state.
Correct.
Pennsylvania is going to be the determining factor.
Oh, really? I think it's always Ohio.
Really?
Ohio, Pennsylvania. What is it?
Ohio is not for
Wisconsin.
Lovers.
I could
Hello,
put you in a
Wisconsin. I'm a predator. Right? Didn't Stephen Hyde get in trouble for that?
Hello, Wisconsin.
Oh, Ashton Kutcher yelled that, though. But still, him and Mila wrote a freaking note of support to him, and I was like, what is going on in Hollywood?
Let's stop talking about them, because I'm scared of them.
That's the same people as the people in politics. It's the same thing.
You're right.
They'll be fine. Did you watch X-Men First Class yet? No.
I don't like superhero stuff.
I think because they're probably asking. Because
yeah, you guys know because she does her stuff, but I hate it.
Yeah, she's.
I think it's lame.
And that's why she lives alone.
It is why I live alone. It is.
I'm just kidding.
Even my dog left me.
You're a strong, independent voter. I'm proud of you. Did everybody vote? Please say yes. It's too early to call in Georgia. Statewide. I'm just regurgitating what the TV is on over here.
It literally says Georgia. Too early to call.
I just pan out and I'm like, it's just a black wall. I've been making up with the numbers this whole time. I am really watching it. It's up there. That would be crazy fake news. Woo. All right. I am sweaty. I'm just going to leave this on. I should do this for every Shotcast
episode.
Where I'm just like,
there's only one person in the live right now.
It's fine.
But you know what? We're here.
Yeah, we're here.
We're here for you.
Dude, you know what I freaking wrote in my little diary as a child?
I thought you were going to say as an adult, but yes, go on.
Excuse me. No, I'm an adult, so I say journal. But as a child, it was a diary. Let's be honest.
Diary.
And if I can make a difference in one person by some form of entertainment, this is before I knew what I wanted to be. I thought I was going to be a singer at this time. Hilarious. Do you hear this?
Can you sing?
No. But I thought when I was 12 that I would be like fa la so to de lo-ing all my life.
Do re mi fa so la.
Yeah, I can't even do that. I'm fucking the dyslexia. I'm like fa la to te ta da da da.
But Felatio.
Felatio. Fabio. Emilio.
Different men's names.
Not at the Roxbury. All right. But you said it in Spanish. I'm not even angry. But I wrote in my little diary when I was like 13. I was like, if I can make a difference in just one person's life with some form of like entertainment, then I'll be happy.
That's so cute.
I know. So then when I see one person watching, I'm like, there they are. I made it.
Yes, I voted from Oregon. You're the shit, Slater. Podcast is fire. Getting me through my night shifts.
Aww.
Yeah, man.
Thank you. Right back at you,
Slater,
bud.
Slater is the shit. It's an honor and a privilege.
Shorty,
to know.
She the sheet. What was that? The T-Pain song?
She.
Sheet.
No,
Shorty,
it's the dream.
The
oh. You the
oh, sheet. Oh, yeah, because he did. Yeah. Falsetto. Baby. See, I can't be a singer. I had to let that dream die.
Well, listen.
Bury it. Bury it.
We may.
I'm sweating balls.
If we go out after this, like we said,
we should.
Might. Right?
Yeah.
We're maybe going to a show after, and there is karaoke after. Yes.
That is fate.
Right,
wow.
Right?
Such a fun little Tuesday.
We do. Honestly, everybody was like, I was very stressed about the election, but I was also like.
Same. That's why I was like, you know what? Election day, we should record.
This is going to be fun. You yeah. know, this will be fun. It'll be fun hinged. And
fun hinged.
You know, that's what we do.
I like that. What's your little ring say? That's the aura, right?
My aura ring. Let's see what it says. Probably says I'm a piece of
like,
shit.
Holy shit.
Stop drinking alcohol. I have drank alcohol. Listen.
You already had peak stress levels in the voting booth today. Okay.
Listen.
We don't need to do it again now.
The stress was real.
Literally,
when I had to whip out my phone to look up what those questions
when
were.
When did you vote? At like 2 p.m.? I want to see the track on the aura and see if it matches
let's see,
time. That'd be fucking hilarious, dude.
I did shut
Can I see
all my
the,
notifications.
Canada Dry?
Yes.
Honestly, if this all goes to shit, I'm going to go to Canada. I went there, and I'm going to drink their ginger ale, sponsored by, just so they know I'm cool and I'm hip. But I actually went to Canada, Montreal, for a music festival when Trump was first running. And everyone there, like all the Canadian French people, they were like, oh, my God, like, you're from New York, you're from the U.S., like, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, why do you have such, like, solace in your voice? And they're like, well, we just, like, have been watching the election because it's, like, our reality TV. Like, it's so funny. And then I'm like, yeah, it's funny because it's not happening to you.
Yeah, don't hurt my feelings.
I was like, why? I thought Canadians were supposed to be polite. They meant it well, though. They were just like, it's just so entertaining. And I'm like, yeah, so I, thank God I got a one-way here.
Oh, is that right, eh?
I'm not going home, all right? I already learned hockey, and I'm going to get some maple syrup. And I'm going to learn O Canada. I feel like it's got five words total. I could do that.
O Canada.
Really?
Yeah. You suck my balls. Sorry. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Suck my balls.
Sorry for the two people that are on the Instagram live.
It's okay.
I was a little uncouth.
It doesn't matter. This is behind the scenes.
I've had like six shots.
Let's start a Patreon. This is OnlyFans, but it's only shots. I should do that, actually.
Look at this fucking girl.
I'm just a genius.
She's a genius, genius, genius. Like in Mr. Deeds. Stop her. Okay, okay. Daily stress.
Sure does. All right, what is it?
Honestly, it was pretty low at that time.
Oh, whoa, dude. Okay,
wait, I don't have an aura.
Let's
see. 3 p.m. stressed. I was marked on my app as stressed at 3 p.m.
3 to 3:15. Okay,
and let's see.
How
I was on the phone with my dad before I went into the booth. So let's see. It was
booth
a 30 minute. Don't say that.
I don't
that.
Know why I wouldn't.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
I don't even
that.
Know what your dad looks like, but I feel like I should pursue him.
That's fucked up.
Call me mommy.
It's fucked. It's hey.
Instead of call me daddy, this is call me mommy. And she just found out what this podcast is really about.
You're not the fact is that I had a friend in college. Before I get into anything further, I had a friend in college who I my parents were visiting.
Put in Zen for this.
Yeah, Zen up.
Sponsored by On. Not your grandmother's Zen. I have armpit sweat. I haven't had that since like the ninth grade mile. What the fuck?
Too, and I literally just bleached my shirts.
Oh my god.
Okay. However, so I had this friend in college, and my parents like wanted to meet my friends.
Yeah.
In college, so I was like, all right, we'll come like have a drink at the hotel that they were staying at.
Have a couple of beers.
You know, in it. So we had some drinks or whatever. And like the next day, I was in the dorms and like talking to my friend, and she was like, I hope my dad doesn't watch this, but she was like, your dad is hot. I would fuck your dad. And I was like, don't say that.
I mean, it's a compliment. It's half of you. So she's basically saying she'd fuck you, too.
She's saying she'd fuck half of me.
Yeah.
But which half?
The bottom, probably.
She did. She was giving Dyke. Yeah, she's giving Dyke for sure. Okay, wait. So that means 2:20, 30-minute call. It would be 2:50 by the time I probably got in there. Yeah, 3 o'clock. I was stressed.
3 to 3:15, stress.
Yeah.
Okay, and so the aura ring is deciding the stress levels based on your heart rate?
Yeah.
Okay, and that's all it's measuring? I guess what else could it measure?
I don't know.
I've never had an Aura ring, but I like them. I think they're cool. I guess that's like what the Fitbit is. But
my heart rate right now is 89 beats per minute, which seems very high. But
what's the average heart rate?
Well, my resting heart rate is usually like, let's see.
Does it change by person?
Yeah, my lowest average is like 60 beats per minute, which is like a beat per minute, which is like, it's like I'm doing well. I live in a city, but I'm not like a person who works out a lot.
A beat per minute?
Yeah.
What? That doesn't make sense.
Second, all right? I've been drinking.
A second. Yeah, I was like,
up.
Bitch, you're dead. That's Joe Biden's heart rate.
I'm stupid.
What the hell are you talking about?
We talked about this already.
Oh, my Lord.
I don't have intelligence.
It's like, I have a beat per minute. I'm like, are you okay?
A BPM.
I'm talking to a ghost. Is there a ghost in my head? Oh, there's Rachel again. Rachel! Love her.
She's got that salt and pepper hair.
Yeah,
Let's see.
I feel like she was the last kid picked for, like, kickball in high school gym class.
She's definitely giving that.
And now she's like, guess what, bitches? I'm the chosen one. Good for her. I'm going to turn around, you know? I like it. Okay, yeah, give us the stats. I feel like we are, like, on a news broadcast now in the worst one in the world.
It's looking ugly. It's looking ugly, but hey.
Princess Diaries? What? Shut up and listen. Welcome back.
Welcome back to Shut Up and Listen. Okay, so currently it is 7:15 on election day.
Do you know where your children are?
No.
Me neither. Aborted. Yeah, which is why you should vote. Pro-choice.
My children are still in my uterus.
Game ovaries.
Nailed it. Nailed it. Okay. Woo! Right now.
Woo! I don't know what to do with my hands.
Future shake president.
I'm sorry, shake and bake, baby. This is why I'd never be on live TV. So it'd be so annoying. They'd be like, she has Tourette's.
No. This is what's good about us is we match each other's freak, and our freaks are just being everywhere. Annoying.
All right.
Spinners are quitters, babe.
Yeah, they are. See? Swallow, my children. Yeah, there we go. We're on the same page. Wild, wild west. All right. 3 Harris, 19 Trump. What is this? Presidential results of
this
what?
This is like the first, you know. Okay. This is the first, basically, look at the electoral votes.
Okay.
If you're an idiot, the electoral votes is what decides the who becomes president. Who becomes president.
Thank you, because I am an idiot, and I will admit, I...
That wasn't directed towards you.
No, but I will admit that I knew electoral colleges determined the states, right, yeah. And who goes to. So yeah. That's why I was always like, I'm not a person who's like, oh, voting doesn't matter. I think you should vote. Go vote. But I'm saying the popular vote, where's the weight distributed?
So here's what's supposed to
obviously
happen.
The local people.
I'll break it down.
But for the presidency, how is it affected?
I'm not Rachel Maddow. Coming from Astoria,
Queens, right? Or where in Queens are you from?
Yeah, sorry. I just
why'd you
the mic?
Lick the...
I'm a freak.
Rick is putting on presidential music behind us. No! I wish you could hear it. You will if you listen to this episode after.
Okay. Someone said chill the fuck out. No. Absolutely not. It's election night. Yeah. And we should be this fucked up and having
it's
a good
election.
Time.
Boogie woogie woogie, and you gotta vote now. The election, boogie woogie woogie. And our Spotify soundtrack will be coming out soon, folks.
So this is how the Electoral College is supposed to work. It is supposed to be that the popular vote determines the electoral votes. So when you know, let's
thank
say
you, M-Bond 218. That was funny. Sorry.
Yes. So when like. Let's say a swing state like Philly,
Philadelphia. And the pineapple people.
Right. The pineapple people. Mm-hmm. They go blue by the popular vote. Then the electorates, however many there are delegated for.
We're a little drunk.
Yeah, a little
but we're
bit.
We're accurate.
A little bit. Delegated for that, determined by the size of the country, I believe.
The country?
Whatever, you guys. The state. I'm sorry. I'm not perfect.
We're not making girls look good.
Sorry.
We're not making women look good.
Perfect. A little simple plan, you know? It's good.
I love
welcome
simple
to my
plan.
Life.
Simple plan B. Woo!
It's shake simple. And it's simple if you think about it. Just take plan B. It
makes sense if you think about it.
Or if you know
who should
have taken
plan B?
Don't
Trump's
think about
mom.
It.
That's terrible.
That poor bastard.
Vote for whoever you
that
want.
That poor bastard. And she had no idea that she had the spawn of
Satan.
That's
like being the mom of
her
Hitler, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hitler. And she was supposed to get an abortion. Did you know that? Yeah.
Hitler's mom?
Mm-hmm.
And this
and
is why
doctor,
women's
and
rights
the doctor
matters.
Convinced her not to. That's why you need to vote.
If I could go back in time and kill anybody, I'd kill that doctor.
A lot of people have said that. Yeah, you're not the first. But isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
Yeah, Google it. It's worth a Google.
But that's how the Electoral College is supposed to work. The Electoral College is supposed to vote based on the popular vote. And they don't.
Trump's hair.
Oh.
He's dead. We killed him. Wow, okay, I'm so sorry.
Oh,
continue.
Georgia, not looking good.
Not looking
really
good at all.
Really not.
I mean, are you surprised
good.
It's 80% Trump in Georgia?
Well, here's my early prediction.
They went to the voting polls with
all right,
a gun.
All right.
It's
time for us to make a prediction, though.
Okay.
Of what we think is going to happen.
Yeah, from the two.
You go first. You're the host.
I think that Kamala's going to win.
I do too. I think it's going to look like Trump's winning.
Yeah.
And right. Like at the end of the night or like when they count all the ballots. She's going to win.
It's honestly like the night before Christmas.
It is.
But you don't know if you're going to get good gifts or not.
It's very
you
creepy.
Know, you're like,
eerie.
I hope Santa got what I wanted. Did you see that one tweet someone had? It was so funny. It was like, make sure you leave out your McDonald's and Diet Coke for Trump.
I was like,
that is hilarious.
Also, why is nobody talking about the fact that he worked at McDonald's for like 5 minutes and then they were like, actually, we have E. coli? And I was like,
okay,
it's definitely his fault. You know what?
Okay, as an E. coli,
he doesn't.
I'm an E. coli survivor.
Okay. Oh.
Got it when I was 8. Yeah. My dad just joined, so you can verify, Brian.
Dad!
That's hilarious. Yeah, I got E. coli. I was in the hospital for a good month or so.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And I hated the taste of the medicine so much that I made them give me a suppository.
You freak.
And that's when my dad knew I was a freak.
You are a freak. This is why we get along, because I also was diagnosed with a fucking serious illness when I was a kid. I was, mm-hmm. I had Lyme disease.
Oh, you had Lyme disease?
Yeah.
Look at us survivors.
This is that's a survivor right. group Support here. Support women.
Honestly,
women
in the arts. Also, people, don't take what we're saying to heart, please, God.
Absolutely. We're not Tony Hinchcliffe.
He meant
the
it.
Two of us?
The two of us?
The biggest idiots in the world.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Perhaps.
Talk about Minnetonka. I wonder how Minnesota's doing. Do they even Minnesota. Know that there's an election? I'm sorry. They do.
Minnesota.
There's just nothing going on there, man. Well, the bottle's empty, so if that doesn't prove our words, that does. That's actually a 100 proof. What is this? It doesn't even say. Jack Daniels just really doesn't even give you any sort of warning, you know?
Like, I also want to point out something that I find very alarming, which is that this is produced in Lynchburg, Tennessee.
Yeah.
Which feels really racist.
Well, there's a lot of lynching that happened there.
It seems.
Oh, God. It's coming up.
Not to make jokes about lynching. Lynching is fucked up.
When do we know? Okay, electoral colleges, though. Can we get back to that? Because
That was it, though.
What?
You know, like, the electoral college is supposed to vote based on what the popular vote is. But the problem with 2016, and again, guys, to my understanding, I'm a 28-year-old fucking idiot. You know, I have a degree or two. But
she's
like,
also single.
Yeah, I am, you know.
For the three people watching.
You know. Anyways, so I in 2016, the issue was that the electoral votes did not follow the popular vote. And that's why, you know, it was this big issue of, oh, Hillary won the popular vote, but, you know, whatever the end of
it. Yeah, so why does it not matter if we're such a country that's, like, dependent on the people and we're here for the people? Why is the people's vote not taken more seriously?
Well, it goes back to Alexander Hamilton. It does.
God, that play is so good.
No, it does. It actually does go back to Hamilton and Jefferson and Madison and all these fucking,
all the sins.
Yes. Yeah, yes. All the sins.
Sinful.
The sins of our founding fathers.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
No, they were very against. Hamilton was for the popular vote determining the outcome of the
election.
I think
so, because every other
Jefferson and
competition
Madison and the
voting thing.
Democrats, because they were Democrats at that time. The party switched sometime.
You vote for class president in high school? Guess what? Popular vote.
Correct.
Popular vote.
Popular guy?
Yeah.
Becomes president.
You go to AA and you're like, who's the one not winning the most? Popular vote.
Right.
And they kick him out.
I
true.
Feel like we're going to watch this back tomorrow and,
and be really upset with ourselves. Like, but you know
why?
What? I just don't give a hoot sometimes.
I don't give
a hoot. You know, we
all.
Voted. We did our thing.
Hootie who?
Hootie who? Hootie hoot?
Let's take Hootie this
hoot.
Last shot.
Oh, yeah. Ugh,
this one, is the last
ugh,
one.
Oh, God. I don't even want it.
I don't either, but we got to take it.
To Kamala. I don't care. People know who I voted
Kamala.
For. Come on. Is it not obvious? What did I say?
You said Kamala.
Kamala? Oh, okay. Yo.
It's okay. I'm not
shaming
you.
Kamala.
She's our film of press.
She's our vote. Kamala's so easy if you just look at the competitor. He's got a drum truck. He's got a dump truck. He's got
he
a big
have
ass.
A dump truck ass.
You want someone running the country so they got a bigger butt than you? I don't think so.
I definitely don't.
I don't think so.
I need to have the biggest.
No, not me. That's like our 6-1. It doesn't get easier. Wow. So, moral of the story. It's a vote, you little sluts. If you don't vote your joke,
we did this for you.
Yeah. I feel like Uncle Sam. I voted for you.
Okay? We want you.
But honestly, look at your local freaking people who are running, because that is really what's going to affect you the most here. Like the president, obviously, we want one or the other. And for smart people, you know which one the right answer is.
And whatever you think is correct.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever you think we're talking about. Nailed it.
We're talking about.
Nailed it.
But honestly, vote. Don't be.
Don't be a dick.
Don't, you know, be a goat and vote. Be a goat. You have the opportunity. You know, if you're able, like, there's so many people who don't vote that are able to vote. You know what I mean?
It really makes me mad.
It's messed up. And I get it, because I used to be one of those people when I was younger in college. I didn't know anything. I think public education needs to lay down the law a little bit harder.
Well,
instead of teaching people how to bake pies, maybe teach them how to vote. Teach them how to do their taxes. Teach them how to do stuff that actually matters once you graduate and go into the real world, because it's a rude awakening, all right? But you can get through it, okay? Look at us. We're crushing it. Are you kidding? We're on top of the world. I feel like Jack and Titanic.
We're both sexy. And I think that's...
Voting sexy.
Yeah.
You said that.
I did.
And I liked it. So I used it as my
voting
slogan.
Voting is sexy.
Also, Hallie and I will be running in 2028, 2029. I'm not good with numbers. Or letters. I'm really bad at that. I don't know what the word is for being dyslexic in numbers.
It's just dyslexia.
It's like euphoria, but this is dyslexia. So sexia. Oh, God. If you can't spell and you can't read letters,
listen,
or numbers,
if you are on the live right now, if you're on, there's one person.
Hold on, we have a caller. Yes. To modern day Elaine. That's actually great. Do. What is the deal with voting?
The bass is strong. Woo! What's the deal with voting?
What is the deal with voting? You go in a booth and you feel all weird and you're looking behind your back and maybe you want to cheat off someone and you can't.
You feel like you
can't.
What are
you gonna do? The
you
weird little survey
phone
at the end that you didn't know how to answer. We're all looking at our phones.
You're an adult.
You're an adult, okay? Don't be an Adolf. Wow, that was serious. Okay, I'm going to end this.
Too modern day, Elaine. Canceled. You know, you get us.
And now.
Bye.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. 54 others? Oh, 60 people total. That's cool.
Yeah, you know what? We had people coming in and coming out.
Coming in, coming out, voting in, voting out. I think that we inspired people to vote, to be honest with you.
We did.
Yeah.
We sure did.
We're doing
did
the Lord's work.
We are.
We're doing
and
it.
Thank you, Rick. Honestly.
Thank
it's
you.
It's about time women got some recognition.
Yeah.
It is boom, about
boom. Yeah.
Is that what that was for? Because it felt like...
I think, I didn't think, but I like it. I like that you did
that. I can't wait to just, like, drink the rest of the night away. With drink Slater. Slater is one of my favorite
the night
people.
Away.
And if you're listening to this podcast, keep following Slater.
Follow Hallie too. Plug your shit, bitch.
Yeah, I'm at Hallie period like Barry on stuff. Most I think
H-A-L-L-I-E. I've known her for many years and I still can't spell it.
Nah, that's
okay. That's my condition.
I've gone through some rebrands as well, but
I'm Rembrandting.
Yeah, you know what? Not to be like, oh, I'm drunk and I love my friends, but yeah, Slater's the best. Slater's the most fun person I've ever met in my probably
wow
life. Like,
I'm gonna
Slater
run for president.
No, she like
you guys want to make America vote again?
No, I mean I feel like everybody feels this way about you, so it's like I don't feel that special for saying it, to be honest.
Oh well, I'll
but
take it.
No, keep I know you will. I know you will. It's like I always have so much fun with you, and you know I just appreciate you having me on, and this was a blast. And
I know.
Was.
I was like, election day, that's risky biz.
Yeah,
come on. And then we live stream the election. So
yeah, we
you're
did.
You're welcome.
We
you're
did
welcome.
Who knows what came out of our mouths?
Some
definitely not
shit
me.
Some weird shit.
I don't
that wasn't
know
me. That was Patricia. All right, well, we're going to cut it off there. I think we said everything that we could without getting death threats. So
we're probably going to get death threats, we'll still but get also, them, but
I take it as a compliment,
fuck?
Honestly. Yeah.
If
come
you're not
find
getting
me,
death threats,
I live at 112 Stanton Drive. That's a made up address. Don't go there and hurt anyone, please.
Yeah, that's not real.
Someone probably does live there, though.
Someone does, but it's
someone
not us.
Someone lives at 112 Stanton Drive. Right. I'm so sorry.
I live in
they're
Queens
because like,
I'm
they found us.
Why were
oh
they
my
hiring?
God, I don't know. I don't know, but my ancestors came back through me for no reason. Man. The gigs.
The O'Malleys. Or just the Malleys.
The O'Maloney's.
Maloney's.
Maloney. Whoops. Maloney. My Maloney. All right. Oh, it's Hallie Manchester, everybody.
Oh, it's Slater Harrison.
Yeah.
Everything I say is not serious all the time.